This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Everybody, welcome to Wednesday, the 5th of February, 2025. It's the Chet Buchanan Show. Everybody feeling good?
Yes, 2525. The numbers are aligning, baby.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
The energy is good.
Is it? Did you dive into the numerology?
Yeah, whenever it's like 1111 or 11111, it's so good. So 0205 2025 today.
Can I tell you something? So, and I don't know whether this is the Michaela effect on my world, but I've noticed a lot. You can't see the smirk, but I bet you can hear it. I bet you can hear the smirk.
Hear that smirky breath, baby.
Through the speakers, you can hear the smirk. She's like, okay, that's right. He's coming over to the dark side. I got you. No, but lately I've noticed a lot that, you know, like 222-444-333, just numbers coming up all the time. And then, of course, the coveted 1111. But here's the thing. So I looked it up and I'm like, okay, so what does this all mean? Because I don't know whether I'm just noticing it or whether it really is popping up. But it says all of the quote unquote angel numbers, that it basically just goes, just stay the course. You just got to believe in the process. They all say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because you're right. Also, they do change a little bit. Like if you see 333, it's like if you're trying to make a decision, no, you're on the right path. Like it does get a little specific. But what I love about it most is that they just say like your guardian angels or your people are with you in that moment. And if nothing else, it's like your parents are with you at the farm, or it just, if nothing else, it like warms you up and you're like, okay, my people are with me.
You know what? Because we're great believers and just keep going. Great things are just about to happen. You never know, but you got to get in the game to be able to play. You know what I mean? To be able to win, you got to play. So that I think there's some benefit in that. Did you watch? You guys watch that Fire Aid thing last weekend?
Thursday? I didn't. I watched the highlights, but I didn't watch it in total. But look, cool.
The numbers are in. They raised over $100 million.
Crazy. Well, I read somewhere that he's the same Steve something with Microsoft. God, why can't I remember his last name?
You're not talking about Steve Ballmer, are you? The guy who owns the Clippers.
Yes, Ballmer? Yes, that is. He matched, I guess, whatever was donated entirely. He then matched it. Oh my God, please let the story be right. Which I thought was
incredible. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah. Just, you know what? It is true. He met that goal.
Ballmer's that's his game. He does stuff like that. Just out of it, how amazing would that be to have that much money to just be able to like, yeah, whatever you got, I'll match.
That's how it felt. I was like, that's pretty cool, but also rich. Whoa, doubling it. That's insane.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the one that built that new arena in L.A., the Intuit Dome.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's his money. So it's, honestly, it's like he left a little extra tip at the restaurant. It's good.
Cool.
It's good. There's also a 90-track benefit album dropping on Friday for only 24 hours. Only 24 hours. It's called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles, and it'll be available at bandcamp.com. Starting at midnight Pacific for, 2025, $20.25. So it's got a whole bunch of different crazy stuff on there. 90 tracks. And that's coming up on Friday. Am I also the only one? I have not known what day it was all week.
No idea.
And we're only at Wednesday. I was convinced all day yesterday. I was convinced that it was Thursday, and almost said it out loud on this show, you know, in other gigs and stuff like that. And then I went, wait a minute, pull it together. It's two, you know, today, Wednesday, which is good, but still I was like, all right. We still have more work to do.
Yeah. I feel that. I literally thought it was Wednesday yesterday. So I'm back on track.
I tried to take the positive out of that though. I was like, okay, well, you're in the moment. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the moment. You're doing stuff and away we go. So, all right, let's keep it pushing then. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Chet Buchanan Show for Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday. Confirmed. Yes, confirmed Wednesday. 98.5 KLDC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, we went over this yesterday. I thought it would be fun to do for first pick today. Weekend tickets for you. They go on sale Friday. You can have yours right now for Allegiant Stadium in July at 702-364-9898. So in the Netherlands, they're going, maybe, just maybe, are we being a little too soft on kids? And they were saying maybe we need to bring back some of the playground. I don't know exactly what they have in mind, but they were saying maybe, well, remember they were talking about having kids being able to throw stuff at each other and talking about sticks and rocks and all this, all this other kind of stuff. Would they bring back the spinning merry-go-round of death?
Oh my God, I loved that thing. Yes. Oh my God. It was so fun.
Oh my, but the chances, because the thing, you get going too fast and you wouldn't be able to hang on. Some kid goes flying. Do they sell swing sets?
I was thinking swing sets are super dangerous though, because both my brother and I, you know, you'd swing so fast and then you'd try to flip up once you got in the air and do like a backflip. One time I landed on my back. Like everybody did, because you're doing too much on that little swing. I think they took those out of schools because of that. I don't remember seeing them anywhere now.
Yeah.
Which was all the fun.
So they're talking about bringing stuff like that back. And their thought was, it helps kids to learn to assess risk, to take chances, to learn, how to learn what you're capable of. It also gives greater opportunity for kids to be social, you know, because so many kids are just isolated and playing video games all by themselves. And they don't learn to talk and they don't learn to socialize and how to interact in public and stuff like that.
Being outside, is good for you in the sun. Like you need it.
So the thought process here, what did you do when you were a kid that probably should have left you permanently disfigured? I told a story yesterday of we were out in the woods. We're just out in the woods screwing around, and there was a rotten log. And usually when you get a rotten log, you can destroy it. And it's, you know, if you're boys or girls, I guess, too, because there were girls with us. And I picked up this log. It was rotten on one side. That's good. It was not rotten on the other side, and it was kind of wet. So I went to smash it over this rock, and it bounced back up, hit me right in the face, which probably explains a lot of how I look right now.
What'd you get hit with, the ugly stick? I'm kidding. I'm totally
yes,
kidding.
Yes, a big one.
I'm kidding.
A big ugly stick that was half rotten. No, but it should have, like, it exploded my nose. It didn't break it. It didn't break my nose, but it hit me in the nose. And no scar. There's a little tiny, if you look super close, there's a little tiny notch there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I got my foot caught in the spokes when I was riding on the back of a bike.
God, your stupid shoelaces. I forgot about that. It hurt so bad.
No, it was where you know, when you're riding on the back of the bike, you hold your legs out.
Yeah.
And I just got lazy and lost focus for a second. And literally my foot got in the spokes. The bike flipped over. It broke like a bunch of spokes in the back wheel. Mm-hmm. Didn't break my ankle or anything like that. Yeah, Michaela, so you've got two stories. You had the swing story you told a minute ago, and then you said monkey bars one time too. You fell flat on your back.
Flat on my back. But, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I used to go to Lorenzi Park with my cousins who were boys, and they taught me how to do everything because they were older than me.
Right down the street.
They put me in roller skates. I was only like 7. And they were trying to teach me how to roller skate. So they just pushed me down this big hill. And they were like, stay on your feet. And the way the hill was, there was cars that would come up it. And this car started coming up the hill. I had to swerve on my bum, skid all the way down. My Aunt Barbie was so mad at them. But let me tell you something. I learned how to skate, baby. And that's a story that I've told for years. Like, that's how we learned how to do things. And that's just what it was.
I have two skateboard stories that like that, where the hill was probably a little too big.
Uh-huh.
You're going way too fast. Mm-hmm. And then for me, they both ended with a little pebble hitting the wheel and me going
flying
A over tea kettle.
Yeah. But we survived.
Of course we did. And we got a great story to show for it.
Totally.
It's awesome. Adrian, nothing? You're awful quiet over there.
Two, playing football and the end zone being the actual parking lot and still tackling each other in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So on my knees, I still got chunks. Mm-hmm. And then I almost cut open my tongue, like cut a piece of my tongue out because I was playing basketball. For some reason, I had my tongue out and then I got hit. And so my tooth cut it. I'll never forget walking home and opening my mouth and showing my dad, like, hey, we got to go to the hospital. But I will say that was the first time I dealt with blood as a child. And because I was such a wrestling fan, I did take a picture with my phone because I took the blood and put it on my face as if I went through like a cage match.
Who knew that this is what this would turn into one day? Who knew? 702-364-9898. How or what did you do when you were a kid that probably should have left you permanently disfigured? Call us now.
Let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you know what we forgot to tell them?
What?
First Pick is brought to you by
Aroma Retail.
I know. First Pick. How about that? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Alex Martinez from South Point.
Alex, look at former. Oh, no, that was Alec Martinez, not Alex Martinez, the former Vegas Golden Knight. I just didn't know if maybe he's in Chicago now.
Misses the city. Just wanted
is this
to
you?
Yeah. Yeah. Wants to talk about playgrounds.
23. Is this you? No,
that's not me.
Is this the first time you've heard that?
No, not today.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. How? What did you do when you were a kid that probably should have left you permanently disfigured?
Okay, so funny story. I must have been about 7 years old, and I was helping my mom clean the kitchen. And, you know, when we clean the kitchen, we have cleaning products everywhere, you know, kitchen full of Fabuloso, stuff like that. But we had a cup of bleach in a clear cup. And I remember asking my mom to give me some lemonade. So we were cleaning the house, and long story short, I didn't pay attention to which cup I grabbed, and I downed the cup of bleach. And
that's
needless to say, huh?
Yeah, not kids on the playground story, not kids out screwing around and almost killing each other, but you literally should have been permanently disfigured. Okay, so what happened? What was the aftermath?
So what had happened was my mom called 911, and they came, and they immediately took me to the hospital. And when they did that, they gave me a whole loaf of bread to eat to soak up all the that was in my body.
Modern medicine. Here, eat this bread. Uh-huh. I don't care. I don't want any more bread. Eat another piece. Do it.
I had to eat that whole loaf before I left that hospital room.
Oh my God.
Listen, we are happy you are alive, sister, and calling into the show this morning.
That's a...
I have the cleanest insides on earth right now.
Yes.
Gross. Okay, so now we've got two bits for later. How did... Michaela was telling stories off the air. How did your siblings almost kill you? That'll come up at some point.
Uh-huh.
And... what's the other? The other one is there. That's related. What did you think was one thing, but was another, and you ate it.
Yeah.
You thought it was something else.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
You'll get stories of people who thought that they were finishing a Coke that somebody used as an ashtray. Yuck. I thought I was sly when I was a little kid. My grandma had, for whatever reason, she had eggs in a bowl sitting on the counter. And I thought it was peaches. So I thought I'd sneak a drink of the peach juice. And I ended up drinking egg white, which, you know, when you're six and you think it's peach juice, that's traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. By the way, what was her name? Oh, Alex. That's right. Alex, have fun at the weekend. Everybody else, tickets go on sale Friday morning. We will have more weekend tickets with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up at 7:10.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Get your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
A wildlife rescue worker in Australia is going viral, Michaela.
Tell me why.
Saved a very large bat that fell into a hotel swimming pool and couldn't get out.
Oy.
Which is weird. I don't know why they get wet and can't. But it's like the bat knew that the wildlife rescue worker was there to help. It swam right over to her and just said, help me.
I love that because I feel freaked out even trying to save like a bee out of water because you don't want to get stung. But it's like they know that you're helping them.
Sometimes.
So you let them out. Sometimes, I guess.
Don't, like when a deer gets all, it's that can be tough business. If a deer gets, you know, when their antlers get hooked together.
Oh, yeah. You would know about that.
Or if they get hooked in a fence. Yikes. You're getting kicked. The question is, how many times are you getting kicked?
No. And,
you
know,
so you got to really want to help. This, we got to do this. A study found that bingo night can help your grandparents stay sharp. We need to have Chet Buchanan Show bingo night just because you love bingo.
Love it.
I love bingo. We all love bingo. Everybody loves bingo.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's fun and it's social and it's no effort.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring my mother-in-law too. I feel like that makes so much sense. They get out, they get to come, they get to play. Yes.
That's exactly it. Chet Buchanan Show bingo night. Bring your grandma, bring Please. Your mom, bring whoever. Seniors who stay social through things like bingo and dinner with friends develop dementia 5 years later than people who are less social. Going to church can do the trick too.
And they
love that stuff. Side note, for Valentine's Day this year, it's kind of a cute thing. During Toy Drive, the people at Destinations, it's a senior living joint. They have apartments for seniors around the valley. They came to Toy Drive, multiple locations, brought their little bus, their little old people short bus, and came in and did a field trip to Toy Drive and brought stuff.
So sweet.
So I was like, look, whatever you guys need, whenever you need it. And they were like, if you could ever think of stuff where you can just come out, maybe just come out and visit us. That's what we'd like. So for Valentine's Day, Michaela's going to go sing love songs to old people.
Yeah.
And it's very sweet. And the idea is so good, it's already been stolen. It's, which is, I'm very proud of that.
Really?
No, good. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about that.
No.
We're talking about, see, it's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. He said, getting out before we all get in trouble.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
CFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I have it on every morning.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Behind the scenes, we've talked about how Michaela never went to prom.
Yep.
We may be doing something about that in the near future. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. I don't know if it's gonna. I don't know if it's all gonna pan out or not. We're thinking about throwing a prom for Michaela.
Yeah. You know why? I do have to say, I did end up going to prom after American Idol. I went with a friend, but I never got to experience. I told you that story. Do you remember? My friend, here's what the story is. My friend.
For the record, I'm giving her a look like, we've been hearing your sob stories. Oh, Michaela never went to prom. We should do something.
Okay,
and
here's
then
what
now
happened.
I'm
studying. Here's what
and we find out you did go to prom.
Okay, listen. My mom's friend called me after American Idol, and she was like, listen, my son has some disabilities.
Oh,
would you
yes.
mind coming
okay.
and taking my son to prom?
Sure.
And I was like, you know it, girl. So I took him to his prom, but I think about it every day because I was very much in that Jersey Shore stage and I was doing like sort of very orange skin, black hair, inappropriate dress vibes. But at the time I thought I was the most stunning human being I've ever seen. And I look back at that and I think, I am so sorry to that mother. She has to look at those photos for the rest of her life with her poor son and my Jersey Shore vibes, but my heart was in the right place.
Oh, I bet they cherish that like nobody's business. I'll bet they brag about it to this day. I'll bet they go, hey, you hear that girl on the radio? Yeah, remember it? No, that's Michaela. Remember Michaela? The one from American Idol that looked like Snooki and
yeah, the heart was in the right place.
Gerald to the prom.
Yeah, I think all the teachers were like, kind of, what's going on here? But heart meant the right thing.
So, okay, so you never officially, you never got to do traditional prom. Like, you know, we're with a date. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Did you ever do spring break?
Never. And you know what? I always watched on MTV when Carmen Electra would host the spring breaks. Do you remember
that?
I
wanted to do that so bad.
Oh my God, so bad. I wanted to be her. I would stand in my bikini in my bedroom and then I was like, girl, with a spoon. I was like, welcome to Andy's room. And then my brother would come into my room. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, get out, Sam. I'm on spring break. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we're on TV.
Yeah.
Get out of the shot, TV. Sam.
Sam, get out. You're not part of the VIP section. Okay. You know what? I hate that I said all of this on air live. So good. Now everyone knows what I did on my alone time.
Yeah. I had a similar story. We got sent, I forget who it was. It was like Caramello or something like that. I was on the radio. I was 19, maybe. Uh-huh. And they sent us to Fort Lauderdale for spring break. And it was, so the idea was that we would go and, you know, we didn't have the technology at that point that we would go and record. We would just go and record breaks because there was no real way for us to broadcast, you know, without making a big deal out of it. And so they were just like, no, just go record some stuff. And then we had to FedEx it back so they could play it on the air. And so I called my boss afterwards and I was like, yeah, how did it all go? Is it awesome? Whatever, because we thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And he's like, it sounds like a few people may have been a little overserved.
Oh my gosh.
Including you. And I was like, wow, what? No. No, maybe. And yes.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, no, great time. So Miami Beach does not want to be in the spring break business.
Oh.
They, for the last few years, they're like, we're over it. They've had huge crackdowns on spring break. Miami Beach was never the spot anyway back in the day. And that's the reason why people went to Fort Lauderdale and other places like that, because Miami Beach was like, you know, it's old. It was old people. Totally. You know, and whatnot, and they would crack down. So then it didn't, you know, for a while, it didn't matter. Now Miami Beach has decided to fight fire with fire a little bit, and they're going viral right now. If you've got a little time today, check out the video online. It looks like a trailer for a spring break reality show, but everybody in it is having an awful time. and it's like what you were doing a minute ago. It's like, oh my God, spring break, wait, we didn't know this is against the rules.
Yeah.
Adrian, in my DA, if you could, I don't know if you could put that in really quick while we're talking about it, because I've got an audio clip of this that I probably should have told you about before the show started, but I'm not a very good host. I'm not very good at my job today. You gotta be honest. They get kicked off a beach for playing loud music. They get in trouble for drinking in public.
Oh, God.
Then they find out that there's DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, a curfew, which is all the things that Miami Beach is putting out there.
Yeah.
They're encouraging people to read all of the city's spring break rules before you go ahead and buy a plane ticket. They even launched a website called, which, by the way, is how you can tell old people are doing it, because who goes to a website anymore?
Uh-huh, 1,000,000%.
In Wise Brother, complete, never mind. Don't worry about the audio. We'll figure it out. In Delicious Audio, my DA.
Well, can I just tell you that I've seen some of the social media videos over the years, and it does, it also doesn't look like how it used to look. Like, it really has kind of gotten out of hand with like all the kids that are partying there. Also, like, it's a lot. It doesn't look as fun as it looked years ago. I'm also not 20, but
still. And MTV was sanitized. You know what I mean? Was a sanitized version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Spring break's always been a touch grimy. It's gotten grimier.
Yeah.
You know, but now remember back to when you might have been in spring break age. That's kind of what you were looking for.
Yeah. 100%.
Kind of what was the cool part about it. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, we had a brand new champion again. Spring Valley held the title for one day. Now, I had it right here. Now I've lost it. I don't know what happened to it. Our friends, I'm telling you, I'm not good at this today.
Listen, it's all good, babe. We're having a day. We didn't even know. We said it was Thursday yesterday. We cannot blame this man.
I'll pull it together. There's still time. Danielle Oberlander of downtown Summerlin is our brand new champion. She will defend her brand new title. You will have the chance to win them before you can buy them tickets to go see The Weeknd in concert right after Gracie.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Who is first, welcome back our champion, Danielle Oberlander from downtown Summerlin. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm not going to lie, struggling a little bit today. I don't know why. Just some days are like that. You know? Some days you're like, wow, I'm just not good at this today.
I get it. I feel that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just struggling. Just got to pull it together. That's all. You know, focus down a little bit. Our challenger is who, Adrian?
We got Anna Avila from Centennial Hills.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm sure you already know how to play the game, but I will review. Please buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you didn't. First 1 to 3 wins the game. And if nobody is able to answer a question, we'll give you like 3 seconds-ish. I get a chance to steal, and this is big today. I'm telling you, even just for being here, you're getting the weekend tickets. Unless I win and then nobody gets nothing. And so the stakes are a little, usually it's not that big a deal. Today the stakes are pretty high. I'm just saying. So your quizmaster is the one, the only commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Okay. Brian Austin, clearly I'm not putting, I do not have it together either.
Sorry, I've infected you. I didn't mean to. So I'm sorry. You caught it. I just passed it to you.
Thank you. All right. Brian Austin Green has strong words for Machine Gun Kelly when it comes to his ex-wife. What's her name?
Anna.
Anna. Oh, Anna. 3, 2. Danielle, would you like to steal?
Yeah, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, and the champ goes up 1-0.
This comedian was recently quoted by saying, "You're never not afraid, but you just use it as motivation," explaining why he's so funny in movies like Anchorman and Step Brothers. What's his name?
Danielle.
Yeah, I think Danielle got in first.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, that would be, it's Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah.
Unless it was John C. Reilly, and that was the, I don't know. Will Ferrell. So what, I'm sorry, what did he say?
It was so great. He was doing an interview, and basically the interviewer was saying, "Do you ever get afraid? Do you get nervous?" And he said, "Oh yeah, like I definitely am afraid to step out of the box, new comedy still, but it's the one thing that I use as my motivation to do the things." And I thought that was fascinating. What a great way to look at fear and know that people like Will Ferrell also still get nervous.
And that explains some of the choices too, where, you know, where he's gone into different roles and tried to kind of expand out the characters exactly. And all that. Because after a while, it was all just Will Ferrell.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's just, that's, wow, that's interesting. To Zip Champ.
She may have not won a Grammy, but this singer is winning over fans as she sent a care package to a young fan who lost her Birds of a Feather tour shirt in the LA wildfires. What's this artist's name?
Anna.
Billie Eilish.
Is it Billie Eilish? Yes, it is. Danielle's got two. Anna's got one.
This pop star is admitting she was dealing with PTSD and depression during her Sweetener and Thank You Next era. What is her name?
Anna.
Danielle.
Yeah, I heard Danielle. It was quiet, but Danielle got in. Yeah, make sure you don't answer until we call on you.
Oh,
Danielle.
Ariana.
Okay. Ariana, you were excited. And look at that. Just like that. Danielle wins again. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. Even though, Anna, you may not have won the game, you've got weekend tickets before you can buy them. Danielle, of course, as the champion, you've got weekend tickets before you can buy them. So everybody wins today.
Yay!
Everybody wins. Nicely done. All right, we'll get everybody set. And then, Danielle, we'll catch you back here tomorrow to go for win number 3. She is our champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hoosier tickets are going on sale tomorrow at 2 p.m. We have win them before you can buy them tickets to Hoosier coming up on the 177-second survey. We're going to play this or that, this or that.
I love this or that. This,
or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Mm-hmm. We're going to do
okay,
that.
Okay, Chet. Yes, bring in that swag. Whoa.
Was that what that was?
Yeah, I loved it.
Was it swag?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't feel very swaggy today.
Yeah.
Not feeling swaggy. I think it's the wind. I'm going to blame it on the wind. And by the way, apparently the wind gets worse by like Friday. If this isn't enough, there's more coming.
I know. It was getting weird yesterday in the afternoon, and I was like, I'm not doing this with you. I mean, the wind, not you.
Do you know who? Well, or both. I was just taking the L and moving on. I'm like,
No. Dealing with you, not the wind.
You know who Adrian Brody is, right?
Yeah.
You know the Adrian Brody's one of those actors, too, that if you see him, you go, oh, I know that dude. He's got the one feature. Okay, what feature would you say is the most prominent on Adrian Brody?
Does he have a strong nose?
Strong is a nice way of putting it. You're so diplomatic sometimes in ways that I think are underappreciated.
Thank you.
You really are. Honestly, you're so nice about stuff.
Thanks. Listen, one side's Italian, one side's Jewish. I know noses, okay?
He does have a strong nose.
Mm-hmm.
How strong is it? He was on with Jimmy Fallon the other night. And apparently this makeup artist thought his nose was so strong that it was fake.
Stop.
He goes, there So part of he's doing this movie. And so this is why he's telling the story too. And so I don't mind, mm-hmm. you know, they're all, it always comes with a price.
Yeah.
And in this case, they're promoting this movie called The Brutalist, where apparently Adrian Brody wears a fair amount of makeup, mm-hmm. prosthetics even. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's funny. They were removing this apparatus all over me. This woman is spending a bunch of extra time with solvent on his nose, trying to get the glue.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He goes, she's just working away. And I said, are you trying to remove that? And she's like, yeah, I can't get it off. And he goes, yeah, this nose stays here. This nose does not come off.
That's insane, dude. I feel like that's the literal equivalent of cringe when someone says congratulations to a woman who is not pregnant. Like, that's literally how I'm feeling it in my head right now.
It's exactly what I was going for with that. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Uh-huh. And could easily be totally made up so that we would mention that the movie The Brutalist will come out later on this spring. Thank you very much.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
So again, a win and before you can buy them, Hozier tickets coming up with a 177-second survey. This or that. You could get with this or you could get with that. That's coming up in just a minute. Also, do not forget, 5K a day still in play. Download the Odyssey app, listen to 98.5 KLUC for an hour, just for an hour. You just keep it on in the background at work, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all good, no matter how you do it. Could pay off for you. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! If we were going to put this story into a category, this would be in good luck with that news. Let me back up just a little bit. And so the nutritionist folks, the people in the government, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is even before Kennedy is going to get a shot at it. Remember, everybody's all worried that, you know, this Kennedy guy is going to make us all eat cardboard and lettuce and we're not going to get to have any fun anymore. We already know this. According to new health guidelines, you know how your grandma used to always say, don't drink coffee, it'll stunt your growth.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, science is now saying that drinking coffee too young may kill you. They're saying kids and teenagers, I'm doing this at 9 o'clock when all the kids are out of the car in theory, so you can have ammo for later. According to new health guidelines, kids and teenagers between 5 and 18 should never have caffeine. Never.
My grandmother used to let me sit at the coffee table with her and she would put coffee in my cup at 5 years old with creamer. I've been drinking coffee since I was 5 years old. Fine.
It was milk and sugar and a skabloosh of coffee. Yes, but still. Coffee culture has become very entrenched for a lot of kids. Virtually every drink that's targeted at kids has sugar and artificial sweeteners. And when it says energy, that's caffeine and it's not great. Mm-hmm. And there's a million different products out there on the market. There's research showing that nearly a quarter of teens have caffeine all or most days of the week. And it's just, and it's bad. And we all know it's bad, but now we're finding out that it's bad, bad. And this is the classic tale of where we've gone, well, this isn't that big a deal, is it? And then now down the road, we find out, yes, it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of like vaping. You know, vaping. For a while, it was like, oh, vaping. Well, that's not so bad, right?
Yeah, it's not much better than smoking.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. So the long and the short of it is they really want you to try and get your kid to avoid caffeine. Here's the fun part of it. This isn't a very good sell job on their part. Well, what should we have them drink then? Water or plain milk?
Yeah.
None of that's gonna happen. Gotta come up with something better.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Hey, Michaela, somebody in Atlanta facing a felony charge. They broke into a mall. Okay.
Okay.
What do you suppose they were after?
Jewelry.
Yeah, right. That would be the number one answer, right? Jewelry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Designer clothes.
Totally.
So jewelry? No. Designer clothes?
No.
Fancy electronics?
Ooh, good one.
No.
Oh.
Copper wiring? Probably. Somebody already got there before them. Somebody already got there first.
Power's out.
Yeah, no. No, they actually, and honestly, I kind of understand this. They broke into the mall to steal Cinnabon.
Oh, okay. Say yes. Anybody that's a Cinnabon knows. We get it.
Here's the thing. It happened in the middle of the night, so you had to kind of bake your own, which apparently they did.
Okay.
Yeah. I will tell you that I had a guy the other day that goes, I wasn't in town, and he goes, you're from Vegas, huh? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, that airport sucks. And I'm like, easy, chief.
Slow down, pal.
42 million people every year. Can't be wrong. Why? What's your problem? And he goes, I went there. They were out of Cinnabon.
Oh, God.
His whole, and honestly, and I think it was an indictment of all of us, like not just the airport. He was mad at Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a little hungover to go get his flight in the morning. And all he wanted was Cinnabon, and the truck hadn't gotten there yet.
Listen, I get it. Did you ever go to the Meadows Mall years ago? The Cinnabon across the street from Glamour Shots?
By the way, I know that was your joint.
You know it was. And we would go there, and it was still, you could smell it the minute you walked in.
If you look deep enough somewhere in this building, there are glamour shots of me trying to be cool guy wearing a sweater vest. It was when I got here in 1999, like sweater vest. I had hair, the whole deal. And then our boy JB, corner office JB, who was doing afternoons then, basically as an angel, as a little angel where he's got his, you know, he's propped up on his elbows with his hand, with his chin on his hands. Yeah.
Oh my God, adorable. That's so funny.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we all went to Cinnabon. So yeah, we get it. No, we get it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Do you like Kate Winslet?
Yes.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And it's when she blew up. For me, she blew up in Titanic ages.
Oh, yeah, for ages. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of didn't get it. But as time has gone along, like I really dig her. She apparently did considerable underwater training for that Avatar, The Way of Water movie a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
To the point of where she could hold her breath underwater up to 7 minutes and 14 seconds.
That's insane. That's insane.
It's not a record, but it's up there with the very best. Some Navy SEALs don't even break 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's great. 7 minutes.
I
thought you were going to say she learned that technique filming Titanic, which also would have very much tracked. But either way, it's pretty good. 7 minutes.
If you have 3/4, 4 dimes, 4 pennies, which, by the way, who has any of those things anymore?
Yeah.
They were like, we need to get rid of pennies to make, you know, because it costs like 4 cents to make a penny and it's like 8 cents to make a nickel. So we're losing money on, you know, on all of that stuff. And so there, you know, they bat this around every few years of getting rid of stuff like that. But if you happen to carry change and you have 3/4, 4 dimes and 4 pennies, you have $1.19.
Okay.
But you cannot make change, exact change, for $1. That is the maximum amount of change that you can have without being able to make change for $1.
Okay, I want to be honest with you. I was really trying to follow along, but I am still very confused.
3/4, 4 dimes, and 4 pennies is the maximum amount. Just try it on your own time.
Okay,
later.
Thank you. Mm-hmm, got it.
We're sitting around at grandma's house, and you're like, hey, grandma, let me borrow that change jar. I got to try something out. Shakespeare, you know how he became rich?
No.
Not from the writing. Not from the plays and whatnot.
Sure.
Shakespeare became rich by hoarding grain and then selling it for ridiculous prices during a famine.
Oh, that little brat. Smart brat, but brat.
Then he put that money out on the street and was running a shark operation. a money lending business. Yeah.
Shakespeare, you naughty man.
And one time he got charged with tax evasion, but he didn't go to jail. You know why?
Why?
He paid the guy off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Wow. I love this. I just love everything about that. It's like Sopranos.
I know, literally.
4 billion years before Sopranos. It's amazing. Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 985-KLUC. I'm doing stuff, but nothing you'd be interested in. Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Thank you to everyone who already has. And check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including the YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I'll see you tonight early at Delilah.
Wow. Just grinding.
Yeah,
just
dude, it's the grinder week. I don't know how.
Those sparkly dresses and shaking it.
Yeah,
you must be exhausted.
Squeezing into Spanx. It's a whole job in itself.
Not with all them squats you do. Do you still wear Spanx even though you're doing all them squats?
Yeah.
I know we're getting a little personal right now.
No, I talk about it on stage. When I ask for the crowd interaction, they don't give it to me. I said, I have two pairs of Spanx on. I would appreciate a little bit of enthusiasm.
Give a girl a little something.
And then
the
girls go crazy. Yeah, they get it. The girls get it when you say that.
The guys get it too. They're embarrassed. They don't know what to say.
They're like, okay, girl, whatever.
They don't know what to do. All of a sudden, it makes them uncomfortable because they're picturing it. Just so you know. They're picturing it.
And they're so ugly. Those things. Only that.
Not in their brain. Not in their mind. It's fantastic. Well, just okay. So you know, it's a good thing. Just in case I made you feel uncomfortable now, just know that's.
Thank you, Chetty.
You know, listen tomorrow for more, for whatever that was. And have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.